This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. We've been talking about approaches to healing that lots of people swear by, but there isn't any or a lot of science to support them. Now, on to a treatment that was once a go-to cure for pretty much everything. Then it became seen as completely crazy, and now it has reclaimed a place in modern medicine. I'm talking about leeches. Alana Gordon reports.
This story begins at the Mütter Museum, that place that has all sorts of specimens and jars, a human skull collection. But everyone who works here knows about another living display that's mostly hidden from the public eye.
Which means going into exclusive territory.
Museum staff only. Robert Hicks, the museum director, leads me through the basement of the museum, past a room of bones, and into his office. Next to his desk is a fishbowl, and in it...
Well, I don't know. Don't other people keep leeches for pets?
Yes, Hicks has a pet leech named Harvey, who's 6 years old.
Maybe it's a bit unusual to keep medicinal leeches as pets. They're absolutely fascinating creatures.
Hicks picks up Harvey, named after William Harvey, the guy who discovered the human circulatory system. Harvey, about 6 inches in length, shapeshifts and quickly slivers all over Hicks' hand, trying to go somewhere else.
They are worms. They have no skeletons.
Hicks has to keep close watch. One time he thought he'd put Harvey back in the bowl, but didn't notice the leech had instead slid down the side.
5 days later, I'm sitting at my computer, and I'm aware of a movement on the floor to my right on the carpet. And there's Harvey, inching over, and I can almost hear him saying, "Help me." I felt just awful.
Hicks has a very deep reverence for Harvey, because this kind of blood-sucking leech,
Haruto medicinalis,
that's the Latin name, has been used in medicine for thousands of years across Asia and Europe. They were thought to help with all sorts of ailments, from pain to acne. The compounds in their saliva gained a kind of magic status. Leech therapy is still a thing in some places. In colonial America, leeches were most notably used for that sometimes fatal practice of bloodletting.
It was done with a variety of tools, from a lancet, which cuts, to a scarificator, which is a little piece of brass block with concealed razor blades in it that pop into the skin. But nature's way was the leech.
At that time, people thought the body was divided into four sections, or fluids, that had to be kept in balance. If something was wrong, let's say you had a sore throat, then maybe you needed to drain out some of that blood. Doctors have abandoned that theory, but not the leech.
These have been thawed out.
Are you delivering these today?
Here in the basement of another Philadelphia medical institution, the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, Michael Blecker, the pharmacy coordinator, leads me to a fridge in the back of the pharmacy.
And we keep them right like on the bottom shelf, usually, or you see in the bin right there?
He points to a blue bin. In it are some jars, and in those jars, leeches squirming around looking for their first meal. The pharmacy gets requests for about 10 of these guys a day. They may go to plastic surgeons like Dr. Stephen Kovac.
Leech is basically the world's most perfectly engineered blood-sucking animal.
Physicians in the U.S. started turning to leeches again in the 70s in cases when they had trouble reattaching a patient's severed finger or ear, or transplanting tissue flaps from one part of the body to another during reconstructive surgery. What sometimes happens is the veins in that tissue get clogged up, blood won't circulate, and it can result in the loss of that tissue or body part. That's where the leech comes in.
So it's got a mouth with three jaws, little teeth. It pierces the skin. It secretes an anticoagulant.
The leech, when it sucks on that tissue, acts as a temporary vein, circulating blood back into the body. It secretes special compounds in its saliva, an anesthetic, so you can't feel the bite, and an anti-clotting agent. Scientists have actually re-engineered one of those compounds and turned it into a blood thinner. Kovac doesn't use leeches very often. There's a small risk of infection, but sometimes it's the best option.
And most folks, if they're faced with losing a finger or an ear or their reconstruction, are pretty amenable to having a leech put on them.
These leeches don't come from the wild. 10 years ago, the FDA gave the okay for companies to breed and sell them as medical devices. This also led to a wave of alternative leech therapy clinics that make claims about leeches that go well beyond the FDA's studied uses. Robert Hicks, back at the Mütter Museum, is beyond thrilled leeches have made a comeback in healthcare.
And it's sort of a reminder that maybe some of these older therapies had some value that is worth investigating.
And in case you're wondering, you can't just order leeches on your own. Hicks used his medical research affiliation to get Harvey. And for you future museum visitors, don't worry. Harvey's not getting out.
Come on, Harvey. Plop.
Hicks makes sure Harvey goes back in the bowl when our visit wraps up.
Now, Harvey will swim around, burrow down into the rocks again.
And with that, this living marvel of nature, a symbol of thousands of years of medicine, disappears. Harvey's next big appearance will be in about a month, for feeding time, on Hicks's arm. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.
Oh my God, that is so disgusting, but also very fascinating. And hey, you probably know why we're playing this song, right? The leech scene from Stand By Me, of course.
Vern, there's something on your neck. Yeah, right, I'm not falling for that one a chance.
No, Vern, there is something on your neck.
Leech.
Leech!
Oh my God!
Leech! Leech! Get him on!